An open letter to the Archbishop of Canterbury, August 18, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughan writes, Big Lake, Alaska. To the Most Reverend and Right Honorable Justin Welby, Archbishop of Canterbury. From Anna Maria Reisinger, Fiduciary of the United States of America. It has come to our attention that the Queen vacated her Christian coronation office a mere 3 days after the public covenant ceremony took place, and has also therefore left the land and soil jurisdiction of Great Britain vacated since June of 1953. These facts have been definitively proven and entered into the public court record in the matter of Jha v. Regina. This circumstance has also deprived the Church of England of its supreme governor for nearly 70 years. At which point, if any, is it required of you by law and tradition, to recognize the fact that the people of England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales have been deprived of the Christian monarchy they were solemnly promised, and that the sovereign is in effect, missing, from the land and soil? The entirety of Great Britain and the associated Commonwealth is about to succumb to claims on abandonment brought by creditors simply because there is and has been no competent head of state occupying the land and soil jurisdiction of Great Britain for almost 70 years. Does this not strike you as both an emergency for the nation and a crisis of conscience for the Church of England? Our research indicates that in this peculiar circumstance, the hereditary Lord High Steward, Earl of Shrewsbury, is responsible for caretaking and rulership of the vacated land and soil jurisdiction in the Queen's absence. It would seem that as the official presiding over royal coronations, you would also be the person singularly most responsible for recognizing these facts and making the announcement that the Lord High Steward has invoked his birthright and repopulated the vacated land and soil jurisdiction owed to England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales, along with that of the Commonwealth territories. This singular action by Ivan Dalbet, the current hereditary Lord High Steward, stands to save not only England, but all the other states and nations that depend upon England. These same innocent people similarly depend upon you and the Church of England, to preserve and defend them. Will you accept the role, right, and responsibility that divine providence has placed upon you to preserve the actual government of England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales? The Earl of Shrewsbury has done his duty by Queen and country. Will you do yours? This is not the first time that your office has been addressed in this matter, and we can only pray that the shock of being formally addressed by a foreign government and being presented with this public warning of the consequences of further inaction will be sufficient to fulfill both our treaty obligations and spur you to take the very necessary actions required. Please immediately announce that the land and soil jurisdiction has been repopulated and the Lord High Steward has taken command of it, as required by law and tradition, in the Queen's continued absence. We do not at this point know where Elizabeth II is, but we know for sure that in terms of law she has been absent from the land and soil jurisdiction for nearly 70 years, and that the offices of the coronation have been similarly vacated this entire time. If the action by the Lord High Steward is not immediately supported, there is the very real danger that your country will lose its standing among the nations of the world and be subjected to resettlement. In addition to making the public announcement, we urge you to bring this continuing emergency to the attention of the House of Lords. The peers of England must be summoned and made aware of the seriousness of the situation and the requirements of international land law which otherwise stand to be violated. No other man or office is more singularly responsible for the conscience of the British people, no other spiritual leader is more critical to the preservation of the public good at this moment in history. Please, for the sake of the whole world, admit the truth and accept the remedy that is provided by your own country's law and tradition. If Elizabeth II were present and occupying her lawful office, we cannot suppose that she would wish your Lord Talbot to do otherwise. So signed, sealed, and delivered by my hand on this 18th day of August in the year of 2021. Anna Maria Reisinger, Fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughan Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.